Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Alzheimer's Through the Stages, A Caregiver's Guide by Mary Muller, is a practical, stage-based handbook for people supporting a loved one living with Alzheimer's disease or a related dementia. Rather than treating caregiving as a single, static role, the book frames the journey as a series of changing needs, risks, and opportunities for connection. It emphasizes understanding what typical cognitive and functional changes can look like as the condition progresses and how those changes affect daily routines, communication, safety, and decision-making. The guide aims to help caregivers move from reactive problem-solving to anticipatory planning by highlighting what to watch for and how to respond with empathy and structure. It also foregrounds the caregiver's own sustainability, acknowledging the emotional strain, logistical complexity, and family dynamics that often accompany dementia care. Overall, the book positions itself as a supportive companion for navigating real-world challenges while preserving dignity, comfort, and as much independence as safely possible. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the stage-based progression and what it means. Day-to-day, a stage-based approach helps caregivers translate an overwhelming diagnosis into a practical map for planning. The book focuses on how Alzheimer's commonly affects memory, judgment, language, orientation, and the ability to perform everyday tasks, then connects those shifts to what caregivers see at home. Early on, a person may manage many activities yet struggle with new information, complex finances, appointments, or multi-step tasks. Later, challenges often broaden to include medication management, personal care, eating, mobility, and recognizing familiar people or places. By organizing caregiving guidance around stages, the reader can anticipate the next set of needs instead of feeling surprised by every change. This framing also reduces self-blame. Many behaviors that feel personal are often symptoms of the disease process. The topic encourages caregivers to observe patterns, document changes, and bring concrete examples to medical appointments. It also highlights that progression is not identical for everyone, so stages are guidelines rather than strict timelines. The practical value lies in matching support to current ability, preserving independence where possible, and increasing supervision and structure when safety and well-being require it. Secondly, communication strategies that reduce conflict and preserve dignity. As cognition changes, common communication habits can unintentionally increase distress. The book emphasizes adapting language and expectations so interactions remain calmer and more respectful. Caregivers are encouraged to use short, clear sentences, offer one choice at a time, and rely on gentle cues rather than lengthy explanations. When a loved one repeats questions, argues about facts, or becomes suspicious, the goal shifts from proving reality to supporting emotional safety. Techniques such as validation, redirection, and reassurance can prevent escalation, especially when confusion is driven by fear or fatigue. Nonverbal communication matters as much as words, tone, facial expression, posture, and pacing can signal safety. The book also underscores that pushing for insight or demanding perfect recall can be counterproductive, and that it is often better to focus on the immediate need behind the words. This topic extends to communication with family members and professionals, including how to share observations without shaming the person with dementia. Overall, the emphasis is on reducing friction, preventing avoidable triggers, and maintaining a relationship that still includes warmth, respect, and moments of connection. Thirdly, creating a safer home and routine as abilities change. Safety planning becomes more complex as the disease affects judgment, balance, and the ability to recognize hazards. The book highlights the importance of designing a supportive environment that compensates for declining skills while preserving autonomy. This includes establishing consistent routines, simplifying spaces, and reducing overstimulation that can worsen confusion. Practical considerations typically include fall prevention, bathroom safety, kitchen supervision, medication storage, and strategies to reduce wandering risk. The topic also addresses how to adjust daily activities as a loved one struggles with dressing, bathing, toileting, and eating. Rather than waiting for a crisis, caregivers are guided to make incremental changes, such as labeling drawers, setting up visual cues, and removing unnecessary choices that create frustration. Routines can also reduce agitation by making the day predictable and by anchoring activities to familiar patterns. The book's stage-oriented lens helps caregivers reassess the environment periodically, because what was safe last year may not be safe now. The broader message is that safety is not only about preventing injury, it is also about creating conditions where the person can participate successfully, feel competent, and experience less anxiety. Fourthly, handling behavioral and psychological symptoms with empathy and structure. Many of the hardest moments in dementia care come from behavioral and psychological symptoms, such as agitation, sleep disruption, apathy, anxiety, aggression, or hallucinations. The book frames these experiences as expressions of unmet needs rather than deliberate misbehavior. Caregivers are encouraged to look for triggers such as pain, infection, constipation, hunger, dehydration, medication side effects, sensory overload, or changes in the environment. When a pattern appears, the response can be tailored with structure, predictable schedules, calm transitions, comforting activities, and fewer demands during times of day when symptoms worsen. The topic also supports a compassionate mindset that protects dignity, such as avoiding arguments, choosing battles, and offering reassurance. While professional medical guidance is essential for persistent or dangerous symptoms, everyday non-pharmacological strategies often make a meaningful difference. This includes using music, gentle movement, familiar tasks, and soothing sensory input, as well as improving sleep hygiene with light exposure, daytime activity, and consistent bedtime cues. The key takeaway is that behavior management improves when caregivers shift from reacting to the visible outburst to investigating the underlying cause, then responding with patience and practical adjustments. Lastly, caregiver sustainability, family coordination, and planning for later stages. Dementia care is a long-duration responsibility, so the caregiver's health and support network directly affect the quality of care. The book emphasizes sustainability through realistic expectations, shared responsibilities, and proactive planning for increasing needs. This topic includes coordinating with family to divide tasks such as transportation, meal support, respite coverage, and appointment management. It also encourages caregivers to use community resources, such as support groups, adult day programs, and home care services, to prevent burnout. As the disease advances, planning becomes more urgent around legal, financial, and medical decisions, including who can make decisions when capacity declines and what the person would want regarding future care. The stage-based approach helps caregivers anticipate when supervision may need to expand to around-the-clock coverage or when a higher level of care may be appropriate. Emotional preparation is part of the guidance. Caregivers may grieve ongoing losses while still providing daily support. By addressing both logistics and emotions, this topic reinforces that asking for help is not failure. It is a strategy to protect the caregiver's well-being and to ensure the person with dementia receives consistent, safe, and compassionate care over time. In conclusion, this book is best suited for family members, friends, and professional helpers who are responsible for day-to-day dementia support and who want a clear roadmap rather than scattered tips. New caregivers can use the stage framing to understand what changes are common, what may signal a new level of need, and how to respond without escalating conflict. More experienced caregivers can benefit from using the structure as a checkpoint system, reassessing safety, routines, communication, and support resources as the condition progresses. The book can improve a reader's life by reducing uncertainty and decision fatigue, helping them plan before emergencies and encouraging practical self-care so the caregiver can remain steady over the long haul. It also supports a more compassionate household by focusing on dignity, emotional reassurance, and environmental adjustments that make daily life smoother for everyone. Compared with similar dementia guides that focus heavily on medical facts or isolated coping tricks, its stage-based organization makes it easier to find relevant guidance at the moment it is needed and to anticipate what comes next. That usability, combined with its caregiver-centered perspective, makes it worth buying as an ongoing reference. If you would like to support Mary Moeller, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.